brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Friday the 13th. Good morning. December 13th, Friday. Gosh, 7:06 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We already have our first people in the chat room. Good morning, Onion Grower. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's it. Are you off today? Or I know you've had a tough week of school and all that, but is today kind of an off day for you?
Yeah, it is. Mostly just working at the station, and then I get to relax, and it's my little sister's birthday, so we're going to celebrate that.
How old is she?
19. Still a pup.
Still a baby of the family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy birthday to her. What's her name?
Michelle,
that's right. Happy birthday, Michelle, if you're up or listening right now. So let's head out to our friends at Wells Fargo and get the latest on what's happening with the market with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are slightly higher this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 18 points at 15,755, while the Nasdaq's up 9 at 4,007, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,776. Oil's down 98 cents a barrel at 96.85, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.88%. Gold's up $9.30 this morning at 1,232, while silver's up 14 cents at $19.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Visa's up $1.63 at 205.07, Intel's down a dime at 24.35, while Disney's up a nickel at 69.67. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. Is that like 9:10?
9:10.
That's right, right here. It's Friday. We're lucky we're still standing at this point, but I tell you what, it's lucky they know what they're talking about. If you need some help or you need some advice, or you're just wondering what's going on in Wall Street and stocks and investments, give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, what's the weather look like for this weekend there, Savannah?
Currently it is 30 degrees, going to get up to a high of 64 today and be sunny. And with a northeast wind of 5 to 9 miles per hour, so it's going to be a beautiful day with a low 44. Saturday is going to be a high of 63 degrees, sunny, and the night's going to be a low 44. And then Sunday is going to be a high of 67 and a low 45. And weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, and they are locally owned and operated.
There you go. So it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. Everything's going to be heating up, and I imagine there won't be too much snow on Mount Shasta this year.
Which I'm bummed about.
We're all bummed about that. You know, something to do. Hey, okay, on today's show, we have a variety. What can I say? Of course, we're always Friday. We're going to start off with our pet of the week. And Spencer's here. And then we're going to be talking on more pot regulations. Could it be? What's happening with the Turtle Bay sale here in the city? Cameras on the trails. Does that worry you? Reads across America. And, of course, 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah, we have at 7:30, we have Kim Arrhenius, the worm man. He's going to be talking about how to get your gardens ready and talking about why worms and everything that he makes there, his worm stew, is going to be great for your growing area. And then Mark Beecham joins us at 8 o'clock with his certain brand of cynicism and humor about what's happening here in the North State. So it's going to be a big day, and I think you're really going to enjoy yourself, followed by Outside the Wire. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market. I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike. So I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow. Did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. Hey, 7:13 in the morning, 30 degrees. You know, it seems colder than that.
It does.
It does seem colder than 30 degrees. Oh, good morning, everybody. Friday, December the 13th. Why do you think Friday the 13th got really, you know, has gotten bad vibes over the centuries? I mean, there's some things that said is that the Knight Templars, when they were taken out by the king, you know, all thousands of them arrested and killed and all this, it was on a Friday the 13th when he ordered that. Mm-hmm. And that supposedly was one of the starts of it.
Maybe that'd be a good Outside the Wire topic.
It could be, you know, why Friday the 13th? Why black cats? Why having two girlfriends that live in the same town? Incredibly bad luck.
That's not a good
incredibly bad luck. Yes. Right, Spencer?
Correct.
Okay, we're here with Spencer from Haven Humane. I thought I'd just get you into something besides dogs. And you've got Brutus with us.
I do have Brutus.
Brutus is not a brute, though. Brutus is a?
He is a 2-year-old solid red Minpin mix. He's a good dog. We have him rated for a home with adults only. Brutus is a good dog. He just needs someone that's going to give him a little bit of time to get used to him. It takes him a minute to realize that you're a friend. You're not an enemy to him. Obviously, in his past, he had someone that didn't treat him the best. And so because of that, he's kind of afraid of new people at first. It took me about 10, 15 minutes with treats in my hand, and then I was his best friend in the world. So I brought him with me because he does need that extra push. You know, he's rated for adults only, which really limits his people that are available to adopt him, because a lot of people do have small children. And, you know, he's just a little red dog, and he just really doesn't stand out that much. And he's a great dog, does lots of little tricks and stuff for treats when you got him in your hand.
He's a very intelligent-looking dog. He's sitting on your lap. He's looking around. He's licked the microphone a couple of times. He's maybe 12 inches high at the shoulder.
About 12 inches high.
He probably weighs what?
I'd say 15 pounds.
15 to 20 pounds at the most.
At the most,
15
yeah.
pounds. Very bright. He's a light brown in color, would you say?
Yeah. We call it a red.
A red. Okay. Yeah. Red.
He does good with our office cats. He was a little interested in them, but he was licking them, so that was a great thing.
That's a good sign.
He does good with other dogs. You know, just all around, he is a good boy. He's going to need that nice, quiet, calm home, someone that's just going to show him nothing but love.
Okay. Now, has he been had all the things done to him?
He has not yet. So if someone came down and adopted Brutus today, they would be able to take him home Monday afternoon.
Okay, because he still needs to be
neutered.
That
he does.
That could just change his whole outlook on things, too.
It could, you know, and he's gotten 10 times better since he came to our shelter. When he first came to our shelter, he didn't even want to let the staff near him. He was just terrified. We would go near him, you know, and he would run and dart and... And so we've all been spending time with him, and he's just, it's a whole night and day difference with this dog, and he's only improving every day.
Yeah, he is a bright looking, intelligent looking little dog, and he will be neutered, and he will be chipped, and he'll have all the shots.
And a heartworm test, everything medically done to him. So that way when you take him home, you don't have to go and reinvest any more money into him. You just get to take him home and have a nice forever pet.
And he'd be a great pet for Christmas. About 2 years old, right?
About 2 years old, yes.
So you'll have Brutus around a long time. And is Brutus a rename?
Brutus is just a name that we've given him.
Okay.
He came in, we just don't want to call him by his animal ID number, so we named him Brutus because of his little toot that he has going on occasionally. So
but he's had no toot since he's been here. So
no.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you and for Brutus? He looks like he could be a great dog for for a couple.
He's quite the snuggler.
Yeah, he's a snuggler, and he's can be a, like you said, a great dog for a family, not a family but an adults. And he's going to be neutered, which could probably change his attitude.
It will change his little toot a little bit, you know. And like I said, he's improving every single day. So the more time that you give him and the more socialization that he gets, the better of a dog that he's going to turn out to be.
Okay.
If you're interested in Brutus, you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. We're still at 100%?
Yes, we are.
Okay. This has been going on for months and months, and we're still at 100%. I won't say they were all from our show, but we'll just say 99% from our show. And
Paul is still available.
Which one?
Paul, last week's dog, he hasn't found his home yet, but he's still there and waiting for it. His bright person will walk through the door soon.
Okay, now Paul, I wasn't here last week, so Paul is a...
He was a yellow lab, a 2-year-old yellow lab.
And he hasn't been taken yet?
He has not been taken. Paul has been at our shelter for over 2 months. And I mean, he looks like a purebred yellow lab. It amazes me sometimes. We get the mutts that fly out our doors, and we'll have the purebreds that just sit around forever.
Here's your chance to get that lab. Hunting season, get them out there. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Spencer. And thank you, Brutus, for being so good today. Again, what's the phone number?
241-1653.
Stop by Haven Humane. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back in just a minute.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, not by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning. It's 30 degrees out there. And how do you feel about cameras on the trails? That's right. Cameras are going to be on the trails on the, the downtown trail. They're going to start putting cameras out there because of damage done by thugs. And to the electrical outlets, to lighting, to, spraying graffiti all over the place. And so now so one of the ways we're going to try and fight this, since we don't have enough police, obviously, or community service officers, obviously, because we don't have the money or we're pushing the money in other things like parks, so we've got to start putting cameras up. So now you're going to have cameras on the trails. And okay, so this is good and bad. One, now you've got Big Brother looking at you while you're walking down the downtown trail. But you're trying to keep down the number of vandals that are out there destroying things. It's up to like $80,000 worth of damage. So, you know, is this the type of thing that, that you feel comfortable with, having cameras there? Because if you have cameras there, why not just use that reason then to put cameras down in the parking structure? How about putting cameras on some of the streets where there's been problems? I mean, why not? And once we have the cameras there, I mean, since cameras are like fixed and you can only use so much, should we have some drones? A couple of drones up flying around, because then you can move them from spot to spot so the police can keep an eye on what's happening up there in those high crime areas. They could be patrolling out there because we have so many burglaries and robberies and people getting in the car. So what they have then is cameras, a bunch of cameras in the parking lots, which I think they have already, a lot of the local stores. But then you could have a drone flying over. So he can be checking that out. Oh, and then maybe you could have a little loudspeaker on it. So it kind of hovers on down. So get away from that car. Or we're going to arrest you. Stand right there for the next 33 minutes until I can get a police car here. No? Okay. Just thoughts that are going through my head here. Restricting the amount of marijuana that can be grown in the county. The panel. Voted 3-2, said we need to restrict some of this. So it's going to be, you got to have like your own water source. You got to have sewers. You can't grow in houses. It's got to be in a detached greenhouse. You can only have 12 plants, up to 24 plants, depending on how many acres you have. In other words, you can still grow your 12 for your medicinal stuff, because that's what we're talking about, right? Is medicinal marijuana. So those 12 plants probably put out, what, a pound a piece? I hear. So that's 12 pounds of medicine that you could, have available for yourself or for people. I'm sure other people are going to be a little bit excited about that. See what else? Oh, something really big's coming up this weekend. At 12 noon, it's Saturday out at IGA, out at the, Veterans Cemetery tomorrow at noon will be Wreaths Across America. Wreaths Across America started several years ago. It's a national organization, I guess you could say, but with local flavor because it's local people that do it. In this case, Kim Chamberlain has been one of the driving forces behind that, and we really appreciate Kim and what she does. But on that day, there's some short ceremonies, and then every one of the headstones and at IGO, out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, has a wreath laid on it in remembrance. And it's beautiful. 2,300 headstones will have wreaths put on them. And if you haven't been up there, if you haven't taken your kids up there, please do that. And please go up there this weekend on Saturday. We've gone every year. And take the time to go there, listen to some of the people talking. Like I said, it's not a long ceremony or anything like that. And then afterwards, you go over and you pick up some wreaths and you just go to headstones. Maybe people you know. We've put wreaths on headstones of people, parents that we know that cannot make it. And, or over there where the little mausoleums are where they put the, cremains. And we'll put them there. But it's great for kids to come up there and see, and to see how honor is paid to our veterans who have given so much for our country. And I believe if you've seen the photo of that one year when they were put up there and it snowed, the beauty of those wreaths on the headstones with the red holly berries and then the snow on it. It was absolutely beautiful. Now, these wreaths are paid for by private donations. And because they need more each year, and they are reusable wreaths. So each year they have to buy more wreaths, as you probably guess, because the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is growing in the number of veterans who are being interred there. So tomorrow, Saturday, at 12 p.m., high noon, please be up there. Please be up there and show you how you remember our veterans and their families during this time of the year. Okay, the sale, talking about sales of land. And we're talking about the new jails. I want to save the, talking about the sale of the Turtle Bay land until 8 o'clock when Mark Beecham gets here so we can discuss that. But I think that's one of the things that we need to discuss today is the appraisals of the land, the hotel, and how it's going to go forward. So we'll talk about that. After the break here, we're going to be talking to Kim Walrenius, the worm man, who has got all types of great information. And you think, well, how long can you talk about worms and worm stew? Well, you could talk about it for like 3 days, we found out. So, but today we're going to talk about it for like about a half an hour about it, what you can do for your gardens and then why worms are so important and what they can do for you during the winter. I'm not kidding about that. Okay, what else is happening? Okay, on the 21st, a dinner for our military, police, and firemen families. It's the Servicemen's Feast. That's going to be on December 21st, a week from tomorrow at the Veterans Memorial Hall from 3 to 7 p.m. On Yuba Street, Missing in America Project, Walmart are putting this on. I think this is another good way to show our solidarity and also to thank not only our military, but our police and firefighters. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Ken Walrenius.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X,
geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:33 in the morning, 30 degrees. It's still 30 degrees out there. And good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Go in there now. It's 30 degrees and you can get the special coffee. It warms your, it'll warm the cockles of your heart, warm your innards, warm your hands, and they will make it any way you want it. Of course, veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley provide an awful lot of great things for our people in this town and especially the veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Savannah, have you ever met the worm guy?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's right. Ken Walranius, the worm guy. How do you get the name the worm guy?
Well, I think...
Because you don't have any on you, do you?
No worms today. You know. Although I am going down the worm farm as soon as I leave here, down to Gas Point Worm Farm on Gas Point Road in Cottonwood, located about 2.5 miles west of I-5 on Gas Point Road. I'm there every Friday morning from 9 to 11, unless it's too cold or rainy.
What do you do then?
Well, we feed the worms. We separate the worms from the castings and take care of the worms. That's the big thing.
What do you feed worms?
There's actually two different classifications now that you mention it. There's you can feed your worms straight manure. Steer manure is the best because it's broken down more than, say, in a horse or a rabbit or something. Or you can have cellulose-based food for them. And cellulose-based is something like... anything that has carbon in it that's not manure-based. You know, like
paper.
Paper, leaves, straw, alfalfa, things of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there's different kinds of worms.
There are. Some worms go up and down. Some worms go back and forth, sideways.
How can you tell the difference?
Well.
do they look different?
There's approximately 4,000 different kinds of worms, and it's kind of difficult to tell the difference between all of them. But the ones that we're familiar with, the worms that go up and down, are the night crawlers. And their function and purpose in nature is to bring calcium, magnesium, easily soluble nutrients back up to the surface of the soil. Whereas there's other kind of worms like composting worms, the red wiggler, Encinia fotida, their Latin name, and they generally live in the top 6 inches, and they go back and forth, and they eat all the stuff that falls from the leaves. I mean from the trees, the leaves that fall from the trees. And they eat a lot of organic stuff, and they can eat tremendous amounts, just tremendous amounts.
Wow. Okay. So now – and we have the worms, because what we're going to talk about is getting your garden ready for the winter. But the worms and the worm castings are so important to a garden. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, yes. Most people, you know, think the worm castings, which is basically worm manure, has a lot of value in what we refer to as NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And that is true, but it doesn't have a lot of that. The true value in worm castings are the microbes, the bacteria, the fungi, and the protozoa. These are the microbes that take nutrients and turn them into a form that the plant can easily take up. And that's the main benefit of castings, is the microbes that are in it. And when we put worm castings into our soil, we are inoculating our soil with all these microbes, and they will go out and forth and multiply.
Somebody asked me, he said, well, how long can you talk to a worm guy? You could talk to the worm guy for like 3 days and still not have all the information.
You know, I study a lot. Used to read for pleasure. Now I read for knowledge. And there is so much to know out there. It's phenomenal. And the worms are just a small part of it. They add the biology to the soil. But we also have to be concerned with the physics and the chemistry of the soil and the energetics, you know, the life of the soil itself. So worms are important, and they add a great deal. Many scientists consider them to be the most important species on the face of the earth. And most all the good soil on the face of the earth has gone through a worm at one time or another.
Okay. Now, my house. I've got a rose garden.
Hmm.
All right. Now, but I'm getting ready to put in a veggie garden.
Yes.
I'm going to dig up all the ground and put it kind of like it'd be a raised veggie garden.
Sure. Good, good.
And I'm going to add dirt, but I'm also going to add steer manure there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I should also be adding worms at the same time.
Worms are always a good addition. Let's go into preparation for our winter garden real quick. The first thing you want to do is make sure you cover your soil. And we're not talking dirt. We're talking soil here. We want really good stuff that we can grow our veggies.
And where can you get that at?
There's several places in town. You can go from Vacana to Sunrise. There's several different places.
But you buy the soil. Is this like in large piles of soil?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can go in and ask them for good garden soil. And but if you do that, what I encourage people to do is make sure they have their garden, their soil covered with a mulch, especially here in the Redding area during the summer. The mulch will protect the roots from drying out too fast. It will protect the soil food web, all the microbes, the bacteria and fungi in the soil.
What's a mulch?
Mulch is organic material that we put on top of the soil to help retain the moisture.
Would this be like monkey hair?
It would be like alfalfa and straw are the most two common things. I like running everything through a chipper. I make my mulch out of cardboard, straw, alfalfa, wood chips, and leaves. Leaves are really one of the best things
so
you can do.
So this is what you put on top of the soil.
Yes, and that protects the soil.
Okay, but what happens when you plant?
Okay, now, when we plant. Okay, if you're going to buy...
Am I getting ahead of the game here?
No, you're doing fine. And we'll go back to mulch a little bit more. But, three things you want to be really concerned about in this time of the year. Mulching your soil, making sure you have a good 2 to 6 inches layer of organic material on top. And we also want to test our soil. You know, when you're a cook, the cook always tastes everything, you know, as they go along to see how it is. Well, a gardener, he tests the soil. And I encourage everyone to get their soil tested so that you know what's in the soil, so you know what to add. People
Where do you get that tested at?
Well, I encourage people to go to either Logan Labs. You can look it up online, or Black Lake Organics. If somewhere between $20 to $30 they will give you a test and tell you what your soil has in it. Once you understand what's in your soil, you can figure out what you need to add. And that's really important, because last year we had our garden and we sucked all kinds of nutrients out of the soil, and we want to put all those nutrients back into the soil. And we don't know how much of what to put in unless we have it tested. And if we really want to grow a really good garden, like if we're growing something that has a lot of value or something that, or you just really want to grow a really dynamic garden, have it tested. And then, if I may suggest, go to soilminerals.com. I'll repeat that, soilminerals.com. That is run by a gentleman, Mike Astera, and he will give you recommendations on exactly what to put in your garden on an organic basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, our guest is Ken Walrenius, the worm guy, and we're going to take a quick break right here while well, Savannah wants to search through the worm castings that are right here because she knows it's good for her. We'll be right back.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Slow down. You move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Any way you want it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Friday
the 13th.
Feeling lucky out there, huh? Well, do you, punk? Feeling lucky? Okay, what movie did that come from? Dirty Harry. Okay, you would have never guessed. All right, so 7:44 in the morning. It's actually all the way up to 31 degrees here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, if you got a little crack in your windshield, a little chip, what happens? The water gets in there, it freezes, and it expands the crack, and then pretty soon that little chip pretty soon becomes a crack. And now you got a problem. Well, head on down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 Market Street. Get that little chip fixed. Tell Jeff that you want to know that you want that guarantee that other shops don't offer, and he gives it. From small chips to cracks up over 24 inches in length, give him a call, 241-8373, 241-8373. I guarantee you he'll tell you what's right. He'll fix your windshield, and he'll guarantees it. All right, today at 10:30 is the Veterans Collaborative is back at the Shasta College cafeteria stage. It's going to start at 10:30 today. And it's a Shasta County Redding Veterans Resource Center, Shasta College Veterans Club, and the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy. And this is, the speakers will be Brad Long representing the Resource Center, Second Lieutenant Josh Roberts with the National Guard Behavioral Health, Michael Poe from the Department of Rehabilitation, and John Ortle with the Social Security Administration. Give them a call if you have more questions at 472-1279. But this is today out at the Shasta College on the, in the cafeteria stage. It starts at 10:30. Okay. Our guest is Ken Warenius, the Worm Guy. And we talk about, I love Ken. You know, when I first time I had him on a show, I said, well, how can I talk? I mean, how am I going to talk for an hour about worms? But we talked for an hour and you came back a couple of times. So sure. You're totally immersed in this. So, okay. Now what were we talking about the, when we left?
We were talking, I believe, about getting soil tested.
Yes.
Because you got to know what's in the soil before you can figure out what's in it. And, you know, everybody's very concerned now about organics. And organics is very, very important because organics is a way to eliminate pesticides, herbicides, miticides, and synthetic, artificial, fertilizers. And
GMOs.
And GMOs, exactly. But what I want to encourage people to do is take a step beyond and go to nutrient-dense organic foods. And we can achieve that by, having our soil tested and knowing what's in it, you know, the nutrients that are in it, and then adding the ones that are lacking. And we do that by having a soil test.
Okay. Yeah. Are those very costly?
You can get, you can go buy a little soil test, you know, and get your NPK. But we really want to go beyond that, and it's going to cost you probably anywhere from $20 to $40 for a soil test and $20 to $40 for recommendations, depending on how you do it. But a soil test is really important.
Okay.
And that will give us our amendments. And then the amendments are very, very important because what we eat is a reflection of what's in the food. And what's in the food is a reflection of what's in the soil. So it has to be in the soil before it gets to us.
What's an amendment?
Oh, an amendment is your fertilizers.
Oh, okay.
Most plants need approximately 17, you know, so the scientists say 17 nutrients or elements. And I personally feel for a proper soil food web, we need many, many more than that. So we want to know what's in the soil so we can figure out what to put in it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So now we talk about everybody. You've talked about steer manure and horse manure. What about chicken manure?
Chicken manure is fine.
Some people say it's too hot.
It is hot to apply it right away. Let it sit for a while. You know, add a little bit of carbon to it. Chicken manure is kind of high in nitrogen. You want to strive for like a 30-to-1 carbon nitrogen ratio, but that's some, you know, people have to learn about.
When people make their own little mulch pile.
Yes.
Is that hard to do?
Okay.
I mean, this is the one that they kind of put a, they get a trash can and they start putting stuff in it.
Right.
And 6 months later explodes and burns.
Well, I've seen that happen. It's not difficult to do, to make compost, but to make compost really, really, really well. That's a little bit more difficult. It takes the right amount of carbon nitrogen ratio, right amount of moisture, and you got to turn it. I've recently just made a great big compost tunnel. I took a 30-inch diameter black ABS pipe and put on 8 different wheels, so it's kind of at an angle. And I put all my waste, my stuff from restaurants, leaves, straw, and what have you, into one end, and I turn it. One turn every day. In about 20 days, I have 3/4 of the way compost and material coming out of the end. And it means I don't have to turn the compost anymore by hand. and it's cut down on the labor tremendously. So, yeah, compost, everybody should make a little bit, whether it's worm compost or thermolytic compost, or even if you just throw a pile in the backyard. We have to start saving all the carbon and sequester that on premises.
What's a compost tea?
Compost tea, okay, there's several different varieties. What I sell at ReadingCompostTea.com is...
And by the way, this stuff works great.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff. Actively aerated compost tea is basically a liquid compost with a tremendous, copious amount of microbes in it. And it's really easy to apply, and anybody can make it. If you want to learn how to make it, go to Google, type in actively aerated compost tea, and or go to YouTube. There'll be 150 different videos of people teaching you how to do it. Or okay. You can come see me at Farmer's Market every Saturday and buy some.
And you can take, but once you get it, once it's cooked, you've got to use it.
You have to apply it right away.
Right.
It would be like, say 100 of us in this room with no air coming in. We would, eventually, consume all the oxygen. And that's what happens in the tea. As soon as you quit brewing it, you take the air out or you quit applying a copious amount of air, all the microbes will start consuming the oxygen and they will start dying. But if you immediately apply it, they get all the oxygen they need and they will go forth and multiply.
All right. So we've talked about compost tea. We've talked about, worms. We've talked about mulch. We've talked about compost heaps.
And amendments.
Amendments
are very important.
They are. Now we're going to take a quick break and talk about cars. We'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
Hey, we're talking about natural nutrition here with Ken Warenius, the worm guy. And you know what? Orchard Nutrition is the North State's nutrition experts right there. And they talk about organic food. And this is what we're pushing today is having your own garden and how healthy the food can be. And healthy food is what they have at Orchard Nutrition. They have not only just organic food, they have non-GMO. They've got raw food. They've got food in bulk. They've even got classes that can teach you how to use the food and how to cook the food and how to live healthy and healthy diets. And of course, you know, Amazing Foods for Life was started there with our friends. And I tell you what, this has taken the whole state by storm. Dozens and dozens of stores are carrying this gluten-free mixes. And you've got cookies and muffins and all types of great things and buns that you can make with Amazing Foods for Life. And you can find it at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by 221 Locust Street, which is right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And they will set you on the road to health. Orchard Nutrition. Ken Walrenius, the worm guy. Now, we were talking worms and how important they are in your garden. And yes. Then, okay, so you can go out. I come down. I give you $22. You give me a pound of worms, which is, I thought, $22 a pound. What is that? 1,000 worms.
Yes, approximately 1,000.
Give or take a few.
Yes.
And then you're going to put them in your garden. So what do you do then?
Okay.
Because you say, okay, now are these mixtures of the top and up and down and the back and forth?
No. These are definitely the back and forth guys. They're called Yersinia fetida, and they're standard composting worm.
You wouldn't give me the up and down worms?
You can buy those, but they're much more expensive and a lot harder to get.
Can you breed worms, obviously?
Sure. I've got 80 bins down in Gas Point Road, and we've got 80 4-foot by 4-foot bins. And there's millions of worms.
I've just got all types of questions about that, but I mean, do worms need another sex to propagate?
They are hermaphroditic.
Okay.
And they need two worms to be able to.
Just two worms.
Two worms. And
do they give little worm babies?
They actually have little cocoons, and the cocoon is about the size of an egg. And
an egg, like
a BB, a little size of little BB. And they start off kind of a green color.
I was gonna say that was a big worm there.
Yeah, they start off a little green, and then they kind of change color to like a amber kind of color.
Uh-huh.
And you get anywhere from 2 to 12 baby worms out of that, and usually 2 to 3 will survive. In a good healthy environment, a worm will have 1 to 2 eggs a week, and your population can increase quite rapidly. And everybody should have some worms. I went over to a little old lady's house the other day, and she says, "You want to see my worm farm?" I go, "Sure." So we go into her pantry, and she has a pair of Levi's hanging from the ceiling with some suspenders. And the legs of the pants are tied up in a knot. And she raises her worms in this pair of Levi's. And then when she wants the castings, she unties the leg of the Levi's and shakes it out and falls into a bucket, ties it back up, and that's how she raises her worms.
I wish everybody could have just seen Savannah's face on that one. Savannah, next time you go to somebody's house and you see some Levi's hanging up, tell me you're not going to be thinking of that. Okay. Now, so once you get the worms in your garden, though, they'll start, if they're happy because you've got the right mixture of nitrogen and carbon, they're going to stay there and they'll multiply.
They will stay there and multiply. You will have to, provide organic material on top. And that's where the mulch comes into play.
Right.
A lot of mulch will provide for a lot of worms. And the worms provide many benefits. You know, of course, the microbes are really important, the bacteria, the fungi, and protozoa. But they also provide a lot of enzymes. The little slime that goes over the outside of a worm, that's called glomalin or polysaccharides.
I knew that.
And they help glue all the aggregates together and makes the soil more healthy so it can retain more water. Also, the worms kind of crawl through everything and they create little pathways for the roots and for the water and the air to go down. And then once again, they help improve the soil.
Okay. Ken Warenius, the worm guy and the garden guy. I mean, you know everything. I really enjoy this because you are such an expert. You're so enthused about this.
I love it.
And we're going to have you on some more, as we get closer to our spring and all that. When I get ready, because I'm going to have a vegetable garden. So you are going to be my mentor, and we're going to talk about
Carl and Linda's vegetable garden and how Ken helped us and how we have beautiful plants.
Okay.
Real veggies, not the kind you smoke. Okay.
This would be exciting.
How do they get a hold of you?
Get a hold of me. You can go to readingcomposttea.com or call 243-2836.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have Mark Beecham, and we're going to be talking politics and other things from the North State, and specifically Redding and Shasta County. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The family of an American who vanished in Iran nearly 7 years ago is urging the U.S. government to step up and take care of one of its own. An Associated Press investigation reveals that Bob Levinson was on an unauthorized spy operation for the CIA when he disappeared. That's contrary to the U.S. government's longtime description of him as a private citizen who was traveling on private business. Also at SRNNews.com, tens of thousands of mourners are waiting in line to view the body of South Africa's anti-apartheid icon, Nelson Mandela, which is lying in state for the third and final day in the nation's capital. Bantu Holomiso, a close friend of Mandela, says the family was prepared for his death.
Some 8 years ago when he first had the scare, and the family has been with Madiba. Madiba warned us, said, my innings are about to end. When he was in and out of hospital, that was a continuous warning.
Nelson Mandela will be laid to rest on Sunday. It's going to be a wintry weekend in some parts of the nation. Meteorologist Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service.
We've got quite a few advisories and actually winter storm watch is in effect from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. Quite a few winter weather advisories that are really going to be for today and tonight.
Wholesale prices dropped in November for the third consecutive month, pushed down by cheaper gasoline and home heating oil costs. Economist Hugh Johnson says the lack of inflation makes things tougher on businesses.
It's very hard in an environment where we have deflation or declining prices for companies to do things like raise prices even just a little bit, for wages to go up even just a little bit.
The Labor Department says the producer price index declined 0.1% last month. This is SRN News.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
A bipartisan budget deal is heading to the Senate after receiving overwhelming approval from the House yesterday. But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells CBS's This Morning that the budget agreement delays the hard choices needed to improve the country's fiscal situation.
It increases spending by $60 billion over the next 2 years, but promises to pay for it with cuts over the next 10, something that we know Congress never gets back to actually carrying out.
The bill does not raise any taxes, nor does it extend long-term unemployment benefits. California has long been a union stronghold, but a new poll suggests voters in that state are gradually taking a more negative view of organized labor. The independent field poll released today said that by a narrow margin, more voters said unions do more harm than good, as opposed to the number of people who said who see labor organizations as beneficial. This is SRN News. $4.36. Ford Motor Company says it will hire more than 11,000 people in the U.S. and Asia next year to support an aggressive rollout of new vehicles.
Ford's president of the Americas, Joe Hinrichs, says the company plans to hire 5,000 workers in the U.S., including 3,300 white-collar staff like engineers, along with 6,000 workers in Asia. Many of those hires will work at two new plants, which are opening in China. Hinrichs says 2014 will be the busiest product year in the automaker's 111-year history, with 23 new vehicles being introduced around the world.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. An Albuquerque, New Mexico school bus driver has been suspended after being accused of punching an 11-year-old boy in the face. Students told police that the boy was punched after the driver stopped the bus, blew his whistle, and yelled because the boy and other students were watching a video. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:06 in the morning, December the 13th. Do you feel unlucky, Hunt, or do you feel lucky, Punk? Huh? Do you? Okay, we already said what movie that came from, the Dirty Harry. All right, it is, like I said, 8:06 in the morning, and let's start off lucky with Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have turned negative in the past half hour. Currently, the Dow's down 3 points at 15,736. The Nasdaq's down 1 at 3,997. And the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,773. Oil's down $1.23 at $96.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.87%. Gold's up $12 at $1,235, while silver's up 26 cents at $19.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Big Blue's up a dime at $173.46. GE's up 2 pennies at $26.57. And Goldman Sachs is up 29 cents at $168.63. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time. 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And as you just heard, they are keeping a track minute by minute on what's happening in Wall Street and can help you out with your investments with advice. What's happening on Wall Street? And if anybody knows what's happening, it is the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Give them a call, 243-7561. Or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. What's the weather look like, Savannah, for this week?
Currently it is 31 degrees, so the weather hasn't changed too much in the last hour. Going to get up to a high of 64, sunny, and then a low of 44 tonight. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 63, low of 44. And Sunday is going to be a high of 67, low of 45, so the weather is getting warm. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are locally owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. You know what? The best, you know, a good gift here, because it's been a wild week. A lot of things going on, is being able to sleep. My sleep number bed is the way that I try and achieve my rest. My sleep number, of course, is 35. Linda's is 40. And sometimes, though, we switch around there. So it's like hers is 45 and mine's 50. But the big thing is that we both can sleep on a different number, a different firmness in the mattress with the dual air technology it has. But now Sleep Number has offered something new, the AirFit pillow. The AirFit pillow means that you can adjust your pillow to the firmness that you want, just like the mattress. And I can't say enough about that. We have those too. And it is. You want a, you know, it comforts your head. It kind of like surrounds your head. And it makes you feel like you can sleep. And it gives you the right type of balance of firmness that you can sleep and you feel like your neck the next morning feels great. It does work. And it's a great gift for this holiday season. And right now, the AirFit adjustable pillow is at our Sleep Number stores. Right now, it's at a special 30% savings. And with the Love It or Exchange It program,
You can't go wrong. That's right. If you don't love it, you can come back and exchange it. And this is, of course, at our Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center, there where the vitamin shop is, and the professionals at the Sleep Number store will do anything they can to help you find that restful night sleep. And they can do it. They know exactly how the firmness it should be for you and how you should be sleeping. Again, at your Sleep Number store. And again, you know, 8 million beds sold, made in America, lifetime guarantees. Sleep Number. When we come back from our break, we'll have Mark Beecham with us. In fact, he's here right now. Good morning there, Mr. Beecham.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Yeah, I know. Sleeping.
Yeah,
sleeping.
Get in. I know this is tough right here, but let's get in tight.
No, I need your Sleep Number bed. That's what I need.
Well, I tell you what, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. You know what? We have slept really good in these since we've had our Sleep Number bed. You know, they come out and they take your old bed away, and no matter what kind of shape it's in.
They take your old bed away?
Yeah, damage. I guess you could sell it, but if you want them to take the bed and dispose of it, they'll do
that. Will they take the refrigerator as well?
I don't know. You could probably ask them. They're pretty good guys. Anyway, Mark Beecham's our guest, and when we come back, you've got a number of things you want to talk about here. Local politics. And we'll turn Mr. Beecham loose as soon as we get back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we're probably talking about it. We'll be right back.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. It is the 13th of December, a Friday, which means there's what?
how many, 13 days left for shopping? Something like that. You can shop on Christmas Day. It counts. There's some 7-Elevens open. You can find that perfume that maybe you've been looking for. That, no?
No.
No.
Not at the 7-Eleven.
Not the 7-Eleven perfume?
No.
How about the, those roses you can buy in the liquor stores? No. Probably those, that's a big no too, huh?
No.
Okay, not on Christmas. Okay. Hey, I'm back here with, we're not gonna take it anymore, with Mark Beecham, who is, he is ready here. Okay. Mark.
What do you want to talk about, Carl?
Well,
turn my microphone on. I can't hear myself.
Well, your microphone's on. Maybe it's your, headset. Let's see.
It could be.
Let's start. Can you hear it now?
I can hear it now. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I just turned you up. Okay. We could hear you perfectly. All right. You came in, you said, first of all, you wanted Turtle Bay. There looks like they're getting ready to do the, get a new appraisal here. The Turtle Bay people, McConnell says it's worth $75,000. The city says it's worth $445,000. So now the third appraisal's coming in.
Yeah, and I suspect it'll be somewhere right in the middle there.
Quarter of a mil?
Probably, yeah. I'm guessing.
So what's that mean then? If it's a quarter of a mil, is McConnell going to then make that offer, do you think?
Oh, yeah. And I think the council will probably vote on it sometime in
January. They said the first time, January 7th.
Right. And I suspect that they will approve it.
Okay.
Approve the sale. Now, where it goes from there, I don't know, because the unions have argued that the city is giving McConnell sort of preferential treatment on this deal, and therefore it's would trigger gives them further argument to that prevailing wage should be paid on the job. So it'll end up in court, I'm sure.
They've already said that. I think Andrew said no matter what it comes out at, no matter what the purchase price is, they're going to challenge it.
Because it's clear, I mean, the McConnell Foundation's appraiser essentially valued the property at effectively nothing. I mean, $75,000. $75,000 for 14 acres on riverfront property like that. I mean, $75,000 is what I would have to pay to buy a lot to build a house in my, formerly nice neighborhood in West Reading. Formerly nice neighborhood, yeah.
Well, we'll get to that one too. But it's got a 100-year lease on it, though. I mean, if it's got a 100-year lease on it.
Well, what is that?
Is that tied up then?
This is what I would like some clarification on, and I have a caller here. Maybe
Gary Cadd's on the line here.
He can help us, but I mean, does that mean that after 100 years or when this lease runs out, then the property with all the improvements reverts back to the city? Is that the way?
I'm not sure.
Understand it?
Does it happen earlier? Once they buy the property, are the encumbrances gone then at that point?
Maybe Gary can give us some insight.
Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Did you hear what we were talking about?
Yes, I did. And, the thing with it is, not being an attorney, I really don't know the answer to your question, Carl, but it would seem to me that if you have two people that are involved in a lease and one of them is no longer owning the property, then it would look like you'd have one person with the lease, so the lease actually wouldn't exist. And if that's the case, then that property would be fair market value.
Is that kind of your understanding of it, or – will the property revert back to the city at some point in the future?
Well, I don't see how the property, once you sell property, I don't see how it would revert back to the city again.
Because then it would, you've sold the property.
Right.
It's not like
you
a lease.
You no longer own it.
So once you sell the property in a different sale, then the encumbrances, would the encumbrances still be on it, or would they be off? Because
I'm not an attorney, but at some point in time, they would go away. I don't know whether Turtle Bay would have to cease to exist for that to happen for both the parties in the lease. It doesn't seem to me like that would be the case, but that's probably for a legal beagle to probably answer that. But real quick, the paper today talks about pension costs higher than expected, and Jenny wrote a really good article, although it doesn't really go far enough as to what the pension costs are going to go up between fiscal year 15-16 and 19-20. It's going to go up probably another $3 to $5 million more than what the projections in the article are. There is that possibility. So we're selling property at less than market value, and then the city's going to have these problems looming in the future. It's not setting well, if you understand what I'm saying.
Was this a sweetheart deal, Gary? Not to put you on the spot there, but.
Well, I'd put it this way, Mark. Let the deal stand for itself. I think that it is, yes, a sweetheart deal. I don't see any way around it. It's a beautiful piece of property. I mean, my gosh. And $75,000? I don't know. And then the city's appraisal, I believe, was 443 or 445.
Something like that.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood. That's rather, I bet there's a lot of people around town and in the county that would love to buy that property at that cost.
So what happens next? I mean, the third appraisal has been done. Is that your understanding, or is it you're still waiting for it?
Mark, I would presume that the third has been done, because I would imagine the first two wouldn't have been released until the third one was completed.
Okay.
But having said that, I don't know for sure. But I would expect it, 250, 300,000, something like that.
Somewhere in between.
Probably where the third one's going to come in. This is a guess by Gary, and I have no basis for that guess.
Okay. Well, this piece of property, if it was a mile down the road or someplace in the town, how much would that be worth? Millions?
Oh, I would imagine, Carl, I'm not going to venture a guess, because I'm not a real estate appraiser, mm-hmm. or even a real estate broker.
Yeah.
But, you know, the value that the appraiser for the foundation put on it was $75,000. That's essentially valuing the property at nothing, right?
In essence.
But he was also valuing it from the way they were looking at it, and it's true. They've got a 100-year lease on it.
But what happens after 100 years?
Well, that's the question. But after 100 years,
we're all dead.
We're all dead. And
and guys, you got to stop and look at this too. When the check passes from the McConnell side of the table to the city side of the table, the city's no longer involved. That change could happen right then and there when that check goes across the table. Again, it's going to take an attorney to give us an opinion.
Because then they can use it any way they want. And
right.
Then now this land belongs to them.
Right.
Okay, and that's why, you know, you went from $75,000 to $450,000 now to maybe $250,000.
If it's that, yeah.
If it's
I don't
that.
Know.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advanced.com. AdvancedPower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, 30-day Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot built this city on rock and roll. Well, kind of. Right here, River City. Good morning. It's 8:25 in the morning. My guest, Mark Beecham. We were just talking about the sale of the land down at the Turtle Bay area. And the first, the city's appraisal was at $445,000. The McConnell Foundation's was at $75,000. The third one, which is, takes both of, you know, it's the quote honest broker, somebody they just, you know, they bring in, probably be around $250,000, people are thinking. And then, will the city sell it? Hey, Gary, if you're still out there, give us a call back too, so we can finish out. But what do you think's gonna happen? I think that, of course they're gonna sell it, but it's gonna go right into a legal challenge.
Well, that's what the labor unions have argued, is that this is a sweetheart deal, and because it's a sweetheart deal, because the, Turtle Bay is getting a gift, if you will, in some fashion from the city, it would trigger prevailing wage, and so that will just be further buttress their argument in court, and we'll see where it goes from there. But this is not going to be a fast track construction project, I doubt.
Okay, the construction of the hotel, though, good, bad.
Well, you know, Turtle Bay clearly needs another income stream. Whether or not a hotel is the best venture that they could get into, I don't know. I mean, a hotel is a very competitive business, and we have a lot of hotels around here, and this is a high-end hotel. Do we have the market for it, the demand for it, the location? You know, we'll see. I have my doubts, but they do need a new income stream for sure.
Okay, Gary Cadd's back on the line. Gary,
so
are y'all gonna sell the land?
For my vote. No, I'm going to vote no. I cannot see giving city property away with less than fair market value, and it goes along with where the lease is going to go after the check passes across the table, and that at this price. I'm really not in favor of selling the property to start with. We did the hospitality parcel to build a hotel in the past. There'd have to be some negotiations on price and stuff, because we've got, like I said, guys, the pensions are hanging out there, and they're going to kill us. This is something that we all have to really be worried about coming in the future, because this isn't just a couple of $100,000. It's $10-15 million, and that increase is going to go on for 25 years.
But is it fair to ask McConnell Foundation to pay for the mistakes made by the city council in the past?
No. It's not McConnell's to pick up the city council's mistakes in the past. So, no, that's not a fair thing at all.
Well,
but what you're saying is you would not vote for this deal because you feel that the price, whether it's $300,000 or $250,000, doesn't represent what that property really would sell for on if it was a fair market price.
Yes, that's exactly the way I feel. No, I'm not trying to tie the pensions to this deal. I'm just saying the city needs money, and the more money we can get when we sell some of our assets, and that is one heck of an asset, this 14 acres, that's where I'm basing my opinion.
Do you think this will come up for a vote next month, do you think, before the council?
Well, it might come up in the January 7th meeting. It's really hard to say. It's whenever staff puts this together and puts it on the agenda. So, yeah, it probably could be on the January 7th meeting.
And what kind of vote do you think it would get if it was?
Say that again, Mark.
What kind of a vote do you think it would get? I mean, it was going to pass.
Well, you want me to handicap it?
Yeah. I'd say, you know what? I can do that right now. 3-2
Yep. I think you're right. And now, judging, not trying to tell the other members what they're going to do or try to put them on the fence, off the fence, or anything else. It's just judging from past experience of why we're moving forward with this project.
Gary, one question. You've mentioned that you're a little fuzzy on what the lease means on this property. Has the council, in closed session, I know you can't talk about that specifics, but has the council ever been sort of educated by an attorney or an appraiser or a real estate person as to what really this lease means on the property?
You know, to my knowledge, speaking for Gary Cadd, to my knowledge, no, that we've never discussed that. It's exactly what the lease would mean, you know, going forward and the other thing, all the ramifications, no. Well, I mean, if we had, I'd have some basis to be able to say one way or the other, and I don't. I can't really speak to the issue outside the fact that I think there is something there that we need to be looked at.
Okay. Well, one other question. Missy MacArthur is a big supporter of Turtle Bay, you know, friendly with Lee and Lee Salter and his wife, Judy. There's been people commenting, you know, online, et cetera, about whether or not she should recuse herself in this whole matter. Has that been addressed by the council or by the city attorney?
Well, I believe the city attorney has told her she doesn't have a conflict.
Okay.
But, you know, Mark, I can't answer that one truthfully to really say because I don't recall. It seems like maybe it might have come up, but I don't remember. I'm gonna have to put that because I truthfully don't.
Okay. What kind of reaction do you anticipate this sale will get from organized labor who's been fighting over prevailing wage on this project?
Well, I think we already know the answer to that question. I have a feeling I'm not organized labor and I'm not one of the people on their board to vote for this, but I would imagine that they're probably going to contest this.
So, I can't imagine them not contesting this because there's nothing changed in their minds since, you know, with this sale.
Right.
That this is still, you know, this is still a sweetheart deal as far as they're concerned and that they're going to, they say they insist on prevailing wage.
Exactly, Carl.
Yep. So, I mean, I don't see anything changing. I mean, if it was $450,000 or $1 million, they're still going to do it because they're being driven by Sacramento on this
right.
one too. So.
Right. Well, then they'd be driven by what was it, SB7 bill that went through. So yeah, no, they're going to be driven to it. So I would imagine that, with these prices we're talking about, there probably is no doubt that something in that direction will happen.
Okay. Well, hey, we got to take a break. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 8:35 in the morning. 31 degrees out there, and it is cold. But it's going to get warmer today. It's going to be a great weekend. You know, forget skiing in the area here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Sometimes I go there just to sit there and read Gun Talk and Car and Track and National Geographic, just to listen to what everybody's saying. Find out what's going on. You want to find out what's really going on in this town? Head on down to Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Barber in the shopping center. Okay, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, what you got?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm just listening to your conversation concerning that McConnell deal. Hey, it's a simple solution to the value of this property, as far as I'm concerned, is just go to public auction. There's Burt Myers, there's all these other hotelers, and they would love to have that property for dirt cheap, like the McConnells are thinking they're going to get it. But just go to public auction. It'll bring $1.5-2 million, maybe even $2.5 million for that property.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, you know, the question is, and we're talking among ourselves, is the instant that it's sold, does the 100-year lease go away? And if that's the case, if that lease goes away, then it can be sold for a fair market price.
Well, yes, and the lease is contingent upon the holder of the lease, which is Turtle Bay. So, in other words, without the legal separation of that lease from Turtle Bay, then a private auction and another owner would probably have some conflicting problems. But oh, okay. I'm like Gary Cad said, I'm not a lawyer either. But just go to public auction. These appraisers and these appraisals are bogus. So anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Okay, thanks a lot, Billy Bob. All right. Well, that's another way of looking at it. But, you know, when Turtle Bay, they were given, it was an area of land to build the hotel.
About 5 acres.
Now they're talking about the additional acreage there so they can build something else. They'll have to go through all this again with a different group of people because there'll probably be some changes in the city council after this election if Record Searchlight has anything to say about it. Oh yeah, well you know Record Searchlight has got the people they want to have elected and the people they don't want to have elected.
Well, the paper's got that much power.
Well, and it may be waning, but they still have power. But I didn't say that it could have a huge impact. I'm just saying is that they still do have an impact. Just like we do. Right. How big's the impact? We'll never know. It only has to be one sometimes.
Or nine in the case of Gary Cad. Right?
Yeah, nine. Is it nine?
I think it was nine or five.
Nine. That's
or
all it takes, nine. You got nine people out there. That could be the family, extended family. But, okay, let's put Turtle Bay over to the side there.
And let's go to, well, okay, we got another phone caller. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Kay.
You know what my idea has been all the time?
What?
I wish that they would take over the motel on Park Marina Drive, not Market Street, Park Marina Drive.
Is that the round one?
No,
well,
no,
it's all included there. That whole, it's sort of a campus of sorts.
Oh, okay.
And the thing of it is that I've seen in other places, the Sheraton taking places that were run down tenement almost things and turning them, they can turn them around. And that hotel has gotten so that the people from Market Street have floated down there. And it's not a regular motel anymore, and it should be. It's right there where the Civic Auditorium is and where the park and the Turtle Bay is, and it shouldn't be for people who are homeless, which it is at the present time.
So, and it's a hotel or a motel that's used for short-term rental. Is that what it is?
That's what it is now. That's one reason why the last person who had the rent closed it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, so, I think that would be a better way, and I prefer to keep the property there at Turtle Bay for things that are more compatible with nature and with you know, history and culture.
You know, another option that's been floated, I've seen, is that McConnell has bought a considerable piece of property and consolidated some purchases on North Market Street, on the east side of North Market Street,
uh-huh.
at the far end there. And I think that property has all been approved. Kevin Hoffenstein had plans to build...
That was the old Casablanca area.
Right, the old Casablanca area. And I think the city has already provisionally approved a hotel and other kinds of commercial developments on that property. And that's another place that if they wanted to build a hotel, I think if they were going to build it there, they own the land already and they paid fair market value for
right.
it. So they could, and it's linked and it's close to the trail.
It's close
Absolutely.
To the trail. But see what you have, and we have to take a break here, but what you have right there at Turtle Bay when you have the motel, you've got also a built-in clientele there with Bethel.
Well, Bethel's going to be leaving before
well,
too long.
Well, nobody knows for sure.
Another 5 years.
Yeah, but that's still 5 years to establish the hotel because of all the thousands of people that come in anyway.
A lot of the people who come here to attend Bethel don't stay at hotels, especially not four-star hotels.
Right.
They rent homes and they're like five people in one home.
But, Savannah though, but don't we have, doesn't Bethel have a number of 3 and 4 and 5 day courses that they show?
Oh, they have a conference almost every other weekend.
See, so that's where you have that. Yes, you've got some that are going to stay here, but you've got numerous conferences that people come in from all over the world to be there. So, anyway.
I think that a lot of those people are, you know, it's a marginal. They're not real wealthy.
Well,
we don't know.
We don't know. But if they can come from, other countries for a 4 day conference,
yeah, but sometimes
they can probably
do it. If you want to go to a conference, you spend all your money on transportation and you don't have a lot for lodging.
Well, we can also have a trailer park then, right next to the. Okay.
Hey,
we got to run. Thanks a lot,
okay,
Kay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
A gun shop wears a suit like Al Capone. The outdoor range near Mary Lake sounds like a combat zone. My baby keeps a Ruger 9 stuffed inside her teddy. I think you get the point, my friends. We're all just armed and ready.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. That was by a local artist, Jim Dyer. It's called Armed and Ready. Yeah, you know, he's writing about, you know, our gun culture up here. And maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, but still, it's humorous. You can get that off his new album.
Available online and at the Enjoy Store.
At the Enjoy Store. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 31 degrees out there. You can't, you know what? I notice it's 31 degrees. Well, if you're having problems with your heater, the filters, the air ducts, whatever, give Martin a call. I can't say enough about how the professionalism they bring to every job. They're going to fix that heater for you. They're going to make sure you're warm. They're going to make sure it's working efficiently, which saves you a lot of money. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Really, really good people. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. I think that's kind of cool, really. You know, that's the first time I've heard it, but it was, the mayor has a gun shop. Well, that's true. And I don't know about the Al Capone thing, but, my girlfriend carries a Ruger 9 in her teddy.
That's what he said.
And I know who his girlfriend is. So I was just a little, you know. So, anyway, Jim Dyer, who is a, well-known entertainer from around here in Reading in the North State. And, anyway, so.
Yeah, I brought that in as bumper music for the next segment, actually, because I wanted to talk about Patrick Jones and how he managed in the last year to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. A year ago, he and Councilman Bassetti and Councilman Caddy, who had just been elected, managed to orchestrate a sort of a move to jump in line ahead of Francie Sullivan. And now, a year later, Patrick has managed to alienate the swing vote, Rick Bassetti, to the point where...
Well, but he supported Rick Bassetti last year, and Rick Bassetti was elected by those people on a conservative side, and he swung his vote to Rick Bassetti to become mayor, And then, so now what Bassetti has turned on then has turned on Jones, and what is the reason?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suspect it's because, there's some bad blood that's developed between the two men. And, I'm not in the council's closed session, so I don't know what went on there, but, I think if you need swing votes and you need, allies, maybe it's not a smart thing to attack your mayor on, baseball, which is his passion.
Well, this thing about the baseball, from what I understand, was that somebody said that it had to do with Tiger Field.
Right.
And this was that somebody had complained about the fact that Tiger Field was being used too much by the Colt 45s.
Mm-hmm. Which is something that
I don't know if that's true or not. They only play like 8 games there, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. They play throughout the summer there.
Well, it's only 2 months. They're finished by the beginning of August.
Yeah, but they play a lot of games at Tiger Field.
Okay.
They do. And I think what Patrick maybe failed to realize was that Rick feels very passionately about that and perhaps would take criticism of the Colt 45s personally. And I'm not saying I know, but I think if you're like Patrick, you need to be careful of, not alienating your partners on the council, your allies on the council. So anyway, I don't mean to bash Patrick. Actually, I've got something nice to say about him. A reader sent me a letter the other day, and he mentioned something I had written about in my column, and it has a connection with Patrick Jones. I'll just read it. The correspondent here is Phelan Brunemeyer, who is a frequent letter to the editor-writer and happens to be my childhood eye doctor. And we've stayed in touch all these years. He writes, "Dear Mark, you tweaked Patrick Jones about the Sundial Bridge. I'm with him. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So is ugly. I think it is grotesque. A ridiculously expensive doodad, not one part of it intended to enhance pedestrian river crossing, but simply to be different and enhance the robust ego of the designer. It looks like a schooner crashed on the rocks, soon to be broken up by the tide. So there." So Patrick's opinion of the Sundial Bridge at least has one other supporter.
Well, but he has walked across the bridge.
Once, I think, right?
He has walked across the bridge. You know, it's the thing of symbolic stands. Sometimes people, you know, he says, you know what, we shouldn't spend all this money. And there's a symbolic stand against that. The question is then is, you know, at what point is the symbolism over? It's a part of our society now, part of our culture. Do you still need to have the symbolic stands? However, if you've got, the thing that really intrigues me, is that local politics, and I won't say small town because we're not a small town, but the politics here are just, I mean, I just am just enthralled by watching this happen. I mean, I see it going back and forth. I see, you know, Rick Bassetti saying that there's too many politics. People are trying to,
campaign
while they're in their city council. Well, they always have. And, you know, and Rick should remember back when he was there, you know, before he decided not to run again. I mean, this was there. You know, we talk about, you know, guys, you know, you're pandering to one group. Well, tell me one person in there on the city council that doesn't pander to a group in there. I mean, Rick may be the only one now because he's not running, but Francie has her supporters, Missy has her supporters, and, Gary has his, and, Patrick has his. I mean, why wouldn't you go to your supporters? I don't, you know, that's just my thought.
Well, I would have been surprised had, Rick voted, for Patrick to be mayor. But I was surprised at how it all unfolded. And I thought it was actually very clever on Francie's part to renominate Rick and
keep herself out of the fight. Yeah.
And give Rick extra innings and bench Patrick.
Yep. Well, Francie's been around. Francie knows how to play the game. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Mark Beecham's my guest, and we'll be finishing up this segment. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 1022s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, December the 13th. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you our friends at Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealer. Citizens and your counterparts and your neighbors making great deals for you for cars, trucks, SUVs, new or previously owned. Their service department is outstanding. Give them a call, 223-2177, or stop by this very large, very well-run car lot at 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. My guest is Mark Beecham, and Mark is going on a ride-along.
Yeah, I'm going on a ride-along. I do this periodically, and I've got one scheduled, and look forward to it. I always enjoy seeing our town after dark in the company of Reading's finest. And I always learn a lot. And I want to, at this point, to, hail to the chief. I mean, our chief,
Rob Pelletti,
I think it was his idea, this Shasta County's Most Wanted. It has really had an effect.
It's worked.
They've arrested, I think, almost half of the people that they've put up there. Yeah. And they've done it because they put these images out in the media, online, in the Sunday paper, and on Reading.com, and then I think they do it on local television. They can't do it on radio, obviously, but...
No, we can put them on our website, so...
Right. And this has resulted in the arrest of a bunch of guys who have not shown up for their... gals have not shown up for their court appearance.
Yeah, they're not armed robbers for the most part. They're not shooters or like this, but these are people you want to get off the street. Bruce had a nice editorial today about it, but that the citizens are turning them in, or the people see their photos.
Well, yeah,
and turn themselves in.
The people see their photos, or the public sees their photos, and this was an issue I had with our sheriff, which is he pulled the plug on these online photos, the mugshots, and yet this is what is the key to the success of this program is publicizing these mugshots. You know, on Reading.com, yeah, in the newspaper, and on television. So I think, you know, the more mugshots, the better. Now, this is at least a compromise here, but if you
concentrate on the five, and that, you know, that does, that puts, a, you know, as opposed, if I got 30 pictures here, I just kind of go, oh. But if I see five, that's something you can look at and kind of like, okay,
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen this guy. He lives over there by you.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that these are the worst of the worst, perhaps. These are guys with long rap sheets. It would be nice to know who is just beginning a crime spree and getting a picture of them up there so that you could identify this person when they're walking down your street.
Well, that's true.
Because otherwise, these are the guys who have, 40 mug shots because they've been in and out of the jail for the last 3 years.
Yeah, and then they don't show up when they need them. And so, yeah, no, I agree.
But I know there are issues of privacy and others with the online mug shots. But I think the more information, the better the public gets.
Okay, so a big huzzah for our putting out the Shasta's most wanted.
And I think our police chief has brought a real breath of fresh air to this town in terms of law enforcement, so hats off to him.
Hats off to Chief Paletti. Okay, Mark, thanks a lot for coming in on our monthly journey through the local politics.
Thanks, Carl. I'm off to Sleep Number right now.
Good. You should be. I think it's a great way to sleep, and it's a great gift for your bride. Hey, next week we're going to have Dr. Russo on and Mrs. Russo talking about healthy living during the Christmas holidays. And we'll be followed by Outside the Wire. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's calling it compromise just for the sake of compromise. Republican Senator Marco Rubio among conservatives denouncing that budget deal. It's cleared the House.
We have a government that continues to spend more money than it takes in at an alarming pace. That is going to trigger a debt crisis. It is stifling job creation. It is holding American ingenuity back. When is there going to be urgency around here about addressing that? This budget does not do that.
Rubio appearing on CBS this morning. The House is now adjourned for the year. The Senate expected to vote on the budget deal next week. Parts of the East bracing for more snow and ice. You might throw in some freezing rain as well.
A low pressure system currently in the west central plains, with precipitation breaking out now in the southern plains. A lot of that is rain, certainly, but as it lifts northeastward into the much colder air mass, we're looking for some snow and mixed precipitation.